Well, this week started with me with the very sad news from the Southern California, as you all know. And then my body itself getting a little sick. And then, as I was thinking about this peace, we just lit the candle of peace. And I Googled, just spent only 2 hours. I didn't want to spend too much. Just checking out what's going on in the world, or this year. Wars and terrorisms and drought and disasters, and to a degree, kind of questioned about what does it mean to have peace, to be in peace. In a traditional way of definition or defining it, peace could mean cessation of war. Well, America actually is at war with, I think, at least a few countries. We're not having the border shared, so we don't feel that. But, you know, we're sending the soldiers there, and soldiers are coming back either injured, alive, or dead. And their families are very afflicted by that. And then what we cause over there is, we don't know, but little I read, it's horrible. But if you don't feel the war, do you think you'll be in peace? Well, the truth is, another definition of also peace is that no presence of any threat. Now, talking about that, well, Americans are not at peace. I don't really go into political way of mentioning anything, but we know that we have guns all over, and some people have very healthy mind possessing guns, and some people don't have healthy mind, or some other people have access to it. So that's another thing that came into my mind. So I was just thinking, meditating upon it. And what about then? We don't have any war, or if there's no gun, no threat, can I be in peace? And actually, answer was no. If you know this about kind of psychology, there's Freud and there's Jung, who were kind of founders of Western psychology. You know, Freud was kind of saying that without anybody else causing you any trouble, you yourself are in trouble, because you have this very instinct, which is called the libido, which is very making you the same as animals. So instinct. And then there is superego, which comes with moral, ethical principles. And you create something called ego to kind of balance them. But you're in between the powers of superego and libido. One wants to make you perfect moral human. The other one cries to you saying, you're just an animal. Face it. So that kind of gives you trouble. And then Jung was saying, in another way of saying, well, you have consciousness, then you have unconsciousness. And you don't really know what you or who you really are. Or to a degree, you don't even really know what's really good for you. Therefore, your unconsciousness is keep telling you some things by showing you images in your dreams. So even if you pass all that, let's say you made peace with that, balance with this, the very basic thing that shocked Buddha was that, oh, I'm going to die. I'm going to get old, and I'm going to die. So very, the truth, factual truth about my own, actually, mortality, that I'm not going to be here forever. Well, some of us think that we could be here forever. But that itself also is shocking to us. So can we ever be at peace? That kind of question was my last question. Then I went enter into this message about Jesus. So, to me, peace is not about probably erasing all the troubles or making everything else going in the way that I like it. In a way, if you see the worldview, well, it's Christian worldview. God is omnipresent, right? Omnipotent, what that means. He is everywhere, and he can do anything he wants to do. And we believe that God did not really design hell, or God did not predestine anybody to go to hell. What that means is that God's omnipotence kind of allows some people to choose go to the other direction. So to a degree, it's kind of coming into one is acceptance that, oh, I don't really have control over a lot of things. And two, knowing my limits and what I can do and what I cannot do. You cannot drive and run over and fix people or help people in Africa right now. You could, but you're here right now and you're not there. And also with this is three, kind of related to that is, bring somehow peace is, in a way, that was kind of my conclusion. But before I share that, I'd like to share something else. You know, I was kind of growing up in a really, really troubled family situation that led me into the way that with my meditation cultivation, I think it was probably 21 to 23 or so, the only conclusion that I got to at the time was that, you know what, I think I need to give up all my expectations about anybody. Because I don't control them. I don't even know who they are a lot of times. And each expectation I have always brings a pain. Because it never matches. Even expectation of mom loving me, or dad being there, sister being there. So I gave up one by one, and at the end, I gave them all up. And that kind of brought me peace. But this peace was something that was very, kind of like peace that is like cool enough to be chill. So there's no really warmth in it. But it's peace. Nothing troubles you. Wasn't really good, though. That's why, you know, shared about my life with, you know, meeting my wife, having two kids, loving somebody, and having somebody in my life, wonderful thing. You know what it brings also is? Expectations. And expectations I have, expectations she has, expectations I have, expectations my kids have. Am I going to live up to their expectations? Am I going to be disappointed if they don't live up to my expectations? And in that, one thing I realized, re-realized probably, is that somehow I am creating system or measures of how I can be happy. Let's say if my wife does this, my kids do that, my church goes this way, my parishioners do this, do that, then I can be happy. But if she doesn't do that and they don't do this and church doesn't go this way, I cannot be happy. I'm just simplifying it. But somehow I was making that list of or justifications of being happy. My own self kind of judgment on that was that some of them are really idealistic to the point that I'm looking at a perfection, which is impossible. So I was conditioning myself in a way to be never happy. Just so asking you, to a degree, are you doing the same thing? If you put your expectations or your standard too high, beyond possible, then you're conditioning yourself to be unhappy, actually. Ancient sages were saying, if you cannot be content where you are, with what you have, and how you are, you'll never be happy tomorrow, even if you have all that you wanted today. Do you know why? You already have added more onto the list. So tomorrow, you have upgraded version of how to be happy. When you have all that, you have yet another upgraded version of how to be satisfied. So Jesus, it says here about saving us from our sins or people's sin, kind of came into my mind a little different understanding about sin. We sometimes think, a lot of times, the definition of sin usually happens that sin equals evil or sin equals evil doing. But in essential way, according to Swedenborg, sin is essentially what blocks us from being one with God. That's sin. So it doesn't really have much to do with what we call evil in human world. So essentially, if I choose the way that I'll never be satisfied, or I'll never be happy, or I'll never be loved, that itself is self-created yoke, prison, to me, a sin. So how do you get out of this? Interestingly, magic word is actually love. Quite interesting, isn't it? And in talking about image, what to put in e-newsletter, I was talking with Dana, and yes, she found something really funny. The one that you saw in e-newsletter, that was not her first recommendation. Her first recommendation is rock band with all colors and saying all that you love is love. And I said, that's a little too much. But yes, all that you love, you need is love. And coming of Jesus is simply really emphasizing three things. God is love. The principle that created universe includes you, is actually love. Two, you are created to love that being and be loved by that being. So, therefore, three, the only way you can have peace is actually have love. And love means to be selfless, not selfish. If you have that love, somehow all your problem goes away. Kind of interesting, isn't it? So it's not intellectual built or like exercise of getting there. Like somehow if you accept it, then what troubles you goes away. It doesn't mean that world became peaceful place to you or for you. It doesn't mean that everything that is present around all goes away. It simply means that your heart is no longer troubled by that. And your heart can be in a different place. So I hope and pray and wish you accept the meaning of the birth of little baby Jesus as love coming to you, an emphasis of loving and loved. Amen.